Hello everyone, and thank you for joining the PPF Telecom Group 1H 2024 results investor call. At this time, I would like to hand the call over to Jan Hook with PPF to begin. Thank you, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Hook from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to today's conference call, where we are going to present and discuss the results of PPF Telecom Group for the first half of this year, which were published last week. We'll guide you through the presentation, which is being streamed via the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. Slides are also available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group, www.ppftelecom.eu, in the investor section under the financial reports header. Let me introduce today's speakers, who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. Mr. Balesh Sharma, the Chief Executive Officer of PPF Telecom Group, and Mr. Lukáš Kubesa, the Financial Manager of PPF Telecom Group. Main part of today's presentation will be an update on our operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer the questions that you might have. And with that, let me hand over to Mr. Balesh Sharma to commence the presentation.
Thank you, Jan, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. First half of 2024 was another successful period for us, so it's a pleasure to have the opportunity of sharing the results with you. I shall start my presentation with a concise summary of the highlights of 2024 so far. All on one page, as you see on the slide. Firstly, the markets and the general business operating environment in our markets remain stable. Total number of our mobile customers at the end of June reached 18.1 million, and the structure of our customer base continued improving with sustained growth in postpaid customers. One of the main driving forces is obviously the rise of 5G mobile services in four of our five markets, where we've achieved another major step up in our 5G coverage. In Czechia, we secured a renewal of our licenses for important spectrum bands in 900 and 1800 megahertz, and we've acquired 3.7 gigahertz spectrum from Nordic Telecom. In Slovakia, where we reached a network sharing arrangement with T-Mobile last year, we are progressing with the implementation. This is already delivering benefits for our customers in terms of quality and reach of our network in Slovakia. We continue progressing also our presence in the fixed broadband market, where we now have a total of 1.5 million subscriptions, vast majority in Czechia, where we are investing substantially in deploying our own fiber, and where we have last year acquired a mid-sized fixed internet provider called Ne.cz. The acquisition has boosted Satin's fiber access network that is now almost three times bigger than a year ago in terms of the household's pass-through coverage. And we have another acquisition in train. Earlier this year, we have signed a SPA for Nordic Telecom, a mid-sized operator providing mainly fixed wireless access to roughly 100,000 subscribers. This acquisition has very recently been cleared by the regulator, so we're expecting to close it in the coming weeks. Secondly, we posted a sound top line and EBITDA growth, both roughly at 5% year over year, with positive contribution from all our countries. We continue our focus in strong investment in network deployment to retain the top mobile network positions. We've secured key spectrum, and we are accelerating our investment in FETH network in Czechia. Thirdly, we made an announcement last year in August of forming a regional partnership with EN, a global technology and investment group. We agreed to sell a 50% plus one share in four of our businesses in the markets of Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia to EN. We've talked about this transaction on the previous calls. Transaction with EN has now obtained all the necessary regulatory approvals, and we started implementing the corporate structural changes required to establish the joint venture without the Czech entities, exactly as per the information that we have already published in our previous investor presentations. We are now finalizing the future capital structure of the group together with the refinancing plan with the aim to achieve the least disruption to the current funding structure and credit rating. All relevant information will be published upon the closing of the transaction in the coming weeks. Following two slides in the presentation are for your reference, and I'm going to skip directly to the slide 7. This is the competitive landscape that we operate in. The key point here is that all our markets have only, most of our markets have only three principal mobile operators, and the threats from new entrants are limited for the foreseeable future. We are successfully competing against major Western operators like in each country, for example, Vodafone, T-Mobile, and Orange. And four of our markets already have 5G mobile services in commercial use. Barring Serbia, where we're still waiting for spectrum auction to happen and subsequently will launch 5G in that market. It's fair to say that the landscape is fairly stable and the competition is rational, and there are reasons to believe that this state of affairs will not be disturbed. Mobile market shares are the evidence of the stability in the market, and that is our next slide. These slides, these charts, which is a slide 8, show you mobile revenue market share and the development in each country. The important message here is that mobile market shares are fairly stable across the markets. For Czechia, where besides mobile operations, we have also the biggest national and fixed access network, we included a combined mobile and fixed market shares view as well. As you would notice, clearly, while T-Mobile has a lead in the in terms of the mobile service revenue, on a combined basis, O2 is a clear national telco champion. Any movements are marginal, and they are not changing the fundamental landscape of these markets, which continue to be stable, as I said. Let me now share with you our how our operators have been shaping the markets last year, and what products and services have we been marketing on the next slide, which is slide 9. We continue to grow our customer base in both mobile and fixed businesses. We've introduced and are developing 5G FWA services in all markets except Serbia. As I said, the 5G is not available there yet. Redost, a fully digital proposition in Slovakia, is continuing to gain momentum, and we have successfully introduced a similar product called YAP in Hungary earlier this year. We are focusing on unity concept in Czech Republic, rewarding the loyalty of our customers that use both the banking and telecom services. Our fixed customer base in Serbia that we serve through a wholesale deal with Serbia Telecom on through fiber network continues to grow. Yetel Bank in Serbia has been rebranded from Movi Banka. So we used to have Movi Banka, and now it's rebranded as Yetel Bank, with the aim to further enhance the cooperation and synergies between telco and banking in Serbia as well. We are very proud of the perception of quality of our networks among our customers, and the independent awards that we continue to achieve across our markets on this show that we continue to win on this front. We see it as our mission to provide people with access to high-quality, affordable connectivity and digital solutions. This is our main contribution to more productive, healthier, and safe lifestyles of our communities that we serve. Let me reflect briefly on the same, moving to our slide 10. Our main contribution to the communities is obviously tackling of the digital divide. We continue with rapid deployment of 5G in our markets, and at the end of June, we passed the mark of 72% 5G population coverage across the footprint where we have 5G. But that's a major improvement versus 42% that we were on the same parameter last year. So last year we covered 42% of the population. Now we cover 72% population in our 5G markets. The investment boosts also our network capacity, which gives us the opportunity to offer fixed wireless access to families and homes where fiber isn't available. In Czechia, we continue to accelerate the investment in our FTTH lines, achieving year-on-year growth of over 38% of households passed and 65% in households connected. Our commitment to minimizing the impact of our operation on the environment has reached an important milestone this year. On the back of our decarbonization plan, we have set our CO2 reduction targets, and we've submitted those to SBTi for validation. In the way of reminder, I want to mention that Serbia In Serbia, we have 100% of the electricity used by our network is renewable. And in Bulgaria, more than 80% of energy powering our network is from photovoltaic plants. In the people pillar of our strategy, we continue implementing the diversity, equity, and inclusion program that we launched last year. We are busy upskilling all our employees on diversity and unconscious biases with the aim to have everyone trained before the end of this year. And our talent development program is going to help us also to encourage more women to take up managerial roles. Under the transparency pillar, we are progressing with our supplier risk management program, where we have completed the supplier audit, and we are currently addressing those categories where the exposure to risk is the highest. Last but not least, we are engaged in the implementation of Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD. This new way of reporting will be mandatory for us starting from the financial year 2025. That is, in 2026, we will be required to start using the directive to report on the year 2025. We are not waiting idly for 2026. We have already completed the double materiality and climate risk assessments, and we are aligning our reporting to CSRD and EU taxonomy so that come 2026, we hit the ground already running. This is all from me in terms of the general business update, and I'm now handing over to Lukasz for updating you on the financial and operational performance. Over to you, Lukasz.
Good afternoon. So let me comment on our financial performance for the first half of 2024 on my slide 12. Our consolidated revenue grew by almost 5% year over year. The growth is driven by continuous demand for telecommunication services, especially the demand for data, and continued migration of prepaid customers to more valuable contract customers. There is certain impact of the depreciation of Czech crown and Hungarian forint in 2024 compared to 2023. To be able to continue with our current high level of investments, we have also increased prices of our services to cover the increased costs across our footprint. Our EBITDA after leases grew in step with the top line, slightly improving our EBITDA margin to 45%. Operating costs are under control despite the inflation pressure that are still visible in some OPEX categories, such as rentals or personal costs. Personal costs increased by 13%. Besides the salary increase, we have invested into digitalization and fixed business across our footprint. We also see stabilization of energy prices, which partially offsets the personal cost increase. We continue with significant CAPEX investments this year. CAPEX to revenue ratio, excluding spectrum investment, reached 15.7%. This is driven mainly by the continued substantial investments into mobile network modernization and 5G rollout across our footprint. We have also accelerated our rollout of fiber in Czech Republic, and we continue to invest into fixed business development in Serbia. Free cash flows, excluding one-off spectrum payments, remain healthy, having grown year over year, driven by sound EBITDA growth. Total free cash flow has remained at a similar level as last year. On my slide 13, you can see that the total number of mobile subscribers is growing in most markets, except for small decrease in Bulgaria, where the consolidation of multiple SIM cards and overall decline of population continues. More importantly, the number of postpaid customers, the most valuable segment, continue to grow. On slide 14, we show the development of ARPU of each subsidiary. The customer seasonal variation aside, we can see a growth in all markets in terms of local currency. In Hungary and Bulgaria, the growth in ARPU reflects the significant annual inflation, which we had to partially reflect in our pricing of our services. In Serbia, we start seeing the impact of price increases of postpaid services from the second quarter this year. In Czechia, we see improved ARPU driven by price increase in second half of 2023, offsetting adverse impact of local currency depreciation and decrease in termination rates. In Slovakia, ARPU growth is driven by prepaid price increase in second half of 2023 and continuous upselling of postpaid customers, offset by decreasing termination rates. Slide 15 shows the development of the footprint of our fixed services. The growth of inactive fixed broadband lines offset in Czech Republic continues, driven by the new fiber connection built. From last quarter last year, we see the benefit of acquisition of NEI. In Czechia, O2 broadband and O2 TV subscribers continue to grow organically in line with the trends in previous periods, with the additional boost from NEI CZ customers. We are gradually building fixed presence also in other countries, although at scales smaller than in Czech Republic, where we have the advantage of being incumbent. In Serbia and Slovakia, where we have a wholesale deal with local incumbent operators, our customer base continues to grow rapidly, as you can see on the chart in right lower corner. In Hungary and Bulgaria, we are growing our fixed customer base through fixed wireless access. Overall, the growth of fixed broadband subscription in these four countries is 62% in past 12 months. We see demand for our TV service available also in all countries outside Czech Republic. The number of subscribers has more than doubled year over year. Let me briefly update you on the spectrum auction in markets on the next slide. Obtained a renewal of the important 900 and 800 MHz spectrum in Czech Republic earlier this year, and we purchased 3.7 GHz band from Nordic Telecom. In Bulgaria, we have acquired additional 5 MHz in 1800 MHz spectrum. We are expecting a major spectrum renewal in Slovakia next year, and the auction for 5G spectrum in Serbia is expected to happen first half of 2025. On my slide 17, you can see that group total financial debt and its structure have remained at the same level as of the end of 2023. At the end of June 2024, the consolidated net leverage was less than 2.2 times of EBITDA after leases, lower again the figure at the end of 2023, and safer we are 3.2 times threshold. Upon closing the transaction with EN, we will confirm our new capital structure, including new financial policy. Until then, we cannot comment on the future debt structure. The group kept more than 700 million euros of cash on its balance sheet at the end of June 2024, out of which we have paid more than 200 million euros dividends to the parent company in July. And that's all from me today. Thank you for your attention and hand over to Jan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation. We are now ready to take your questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please dial star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you'd like to remove your question, please dial star followed by two to exit the queue. And if you're using a speakerphone, please remember to pick up your handset before asking your question. Please note, if you are streaming the call online, then please dial in over the phone and enter star one to ask a question. And we will pause here briefly as any questions are registered into the queue. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. With no questions on the line at this time, I would now like to hand the call back to the PPF management for any concluding remarks.
This is Jan Hook again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations. We will be happy to oblige. And now, on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.
This concludes the PPF Telecom Group 1H 2024 Results Investor Call. Thank you to everyone who was able to join us. You may now disconnect your lines.